Good.
I am. Good morning.
So we're done with all the Oscar pressure.
Yes.
So now what? What do people do? I mean, you got a movie or two out there?
We do. I mean, you know, of course. Let's start with 300, Rise of an Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Again, adapted from Frank Miller's graphic novel. And I want to say, I want to say to you that we covered the whole Spartans versus Persians thing
and
in the first 300.
Did we? Or?
Mainly because they all died.
Yes.
But I guess maybe there's more to say.
Oh. Okay.
It'd be like if they re-released Lincoln 2. Like, there was a thing at the theater, but there's still a hat.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just go forever.
I kept going.
Actually, some of Rise of an Empire is based in real history, but it's Hollywood, so of course they take liberties.
Well, sure.
Like, I'm no historian, but I'm pretty sure they didn't drink Diet Coke back in 500 B.C. I'm just kidding. They didn't do that.
Oh, my God.
Gerard Butler is not in this one, but Eva Green is fantastic. It's a big, loud popcorn movie, and I've seen worse, which doesn't mean it's great. But if computer-generated special effects are what you're looking for, and accents that are totally crazy and off, then this is for you. I mean, the effects are aces. The movie is not. I'm going to go C minus, 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 minus.
Oh, there you go. All right, all right.
C minus, minus, minus.
I was going to say, you know, the filming on this alone is funny because they enhance it so that everybody looks completely ripped to the nines.
Oh, I mean, it's a video game.
You know, so if you work out a little bit and you want to see
But they don't even
some...
work out that much.
Well, yeah.
It's all in post. I mean, yes, some people are kind of, you know, they get...
So you're saying everybody has a beer gut that's in this movie?
No, yes. It's all completely... Everyone's 95 years old. It's all Photoshopped.
Wow, man.
Entire thing.
Amazing.
But I mean, you know how much they can do. So much of it's effects, computer-generated effects, and I mean, you know.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, it's a movie, so
well,
obviously.
Well, true, yeah.
But there are some really cool moments. I don't want to take away from that. And I will say, I enjoyed the first 300 for what it was.
Yeah? Okay.
I get what we're doing here.
Sure.
It just, this was not as good.
No, okay.
Also opening is Mr. Peabody and Sherman, the animated tale of an awesome dog.
Right.
And his person and their adventures in a time machine through history.
Uh-huh.
First, you should know, well, first of all, what am I saying? You know about me.
Yes.
That if you stuck a photo of a beagle on a screen for 2 hours and you called it a movie, I would give it an A.
You're there.
I love beagles.
Right, right.
And I don't know if you know this, but Peabody, like Snoopy, is a beagle.
Yeah.
So right there, thumbs up.
Kaboom!
So it's actually cute. Kids in the screening really loved it. It's not up there with Frozen or Pixar films, but it's a beagle in a time machine.
Right.
And I love that.
That's it. There
so
you go.
So B minus minus there. It's really, it's good for kids. So I will leave it at that one. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.